Here we go. Dynasty Q&A, rapid fire Q&A begins right now on the channel, ladies and gentlemen. File on in, hit that like button. The Dynasty Fantasy Football Show begins right now. Get your rapid fire questions going in the chat.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Dynasty Fantasy Football Show.
It is time for the speed question and answer segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here for a 15 straight minute rapid fire Q&A session where just you and I go back and forth over and over. Only short questions, please. Anything longer than maybe one or two sentences probably won't get read. We'll see how it goes. But fire away. 13 minutes and 52 seconds left in the show. And we're going to hit it. Let's roll. Fire them off as fast as you can. We have had a lot of controversial topics tonight. Jalen Hurts, no tush push. What's that mean? We had the Caleb Williams crying in mama's arms debate going on. And God, people are so mad about that. Like, Caleb, why can't you cry? Well, is it okay to cry? Like, it's okay to cry. Crawling into mama's lap in front of everybody in a stadium in the front row is different. We got a lot to talk about. So if you have anything relating to that, go ahead. Do it. Hit me live. First question is from Sullivan. Sullivan says, Kyler and Watson for London, Wilson, and Danny Dimes. I've got AR5. If it's a 1QB, then I'm okay trading Kyler for London and Wilson. I assume that's Russell Wilson. If it's Garrett Wilson, of course I love it, but you got to be more specific on that. I'm going to assume it's Russell Wilson, okay? And I'm assuming it's 1QB. If it's 2QB, then I don't know. Kyler's probably more valuable. But Russ in London's pretty damn good, but I probably roll with Kyler in AR5 if it's a super flex. So you got to be a little bit more clear on that. I know you're trying to get it in on in a short amount of characters to not go over, so I appreciate that. Is it time to move on from Javonte? Yeah, probably for now. Would I drop him in a league where there was nothing to pick up? No. But would I go after him? Am I expecting anything? No. But would I pick him up if he was free? Sure. You know, I'm not giving up on him entirely, but I certainly don't think this is something we can get real excited about. What do we do with Kelce in Dynasty if you are a contender but nobody of value behind him? You ride out you ride it till the wheels fall off, because he could give you one more year for sure. I mean, to a degree, how good will that year be? Tight end 2, tight end 3, tight end 4, but there's no sense in trading him for second round rookie picks. Just ride it until the wheels fall off. Somebody might give you a mid season trade offer for him just to win it. You know what I mean? Past that, you just, you know, try and develop behind it. Luke Musgrave's a great buy low in Dynasty. 10-team, 1QB, what's the best running back I can get for JSN, the 1.8? I would try for Achan. Seems to be kind of doubted in Dynasty for whatever reason. ETN comes to mind for that. I think there are some other opportunities, but, you know, I think... You know, Barkley's probably not going to be able to be had at that price. Maybe Barkley, because he's a little older. I mean, how many years does he have in Dynasty? I don't know if he's got as much appeal as people might think on the surface level of poking around at a trade, because people are a little bit worried. But I think ETN's got good value. Kenneth Walker might be worth this, Gavin. Appreciate you. Yes, Wilson. That doesn't help. Garrett Wilson, Russell Wilson. Sullivan says yes, Wilson. Come on, bro. That doesn't help me. 1QB, then I definitely would rather have London if you already have AR5. 1.1 for Mixon and Ridley. I take the 1.1 and run. Absolutely run. What running back should I sell DJ Moore for? Kenneth Walker, again, comes to mind. Zamir White and something. But, like, you got to get something, right? DJ Moore for ETN, because ETN's got lower ADP. Achan, maybe give up a little more. I almost like to give up a little more to get the Achan type player, to be honest with you, bro. Travis says Dynasty rank Keaton, Mitchell, Jalen Warren, and Spears. I like Jalen. They're all pretty close, man. I'd almost say even. Keaton Mitchell I like the most, but he's coming off an ACL tear. Jalen Warren's in maybe a bad situation. Maybe, you know, Arthur wants to use him because he's the backup. I'd probably say Spears because it feels like you got the injury concern for Keaton. I like him, though. You've got Jalen Warren. Just, is he ever going to get a real shot? And Spears, maybe he does. Pollard isn't exactly a lock to prove that he can hold on to the job, but that's really close. I honestly, the wind could blow in another direction, and I'd have it completely different tomorrow. What pick will you take for Javonte? 2.1, 2.3, 2.5? Something that could get me a wide receiver that could be my version of what Tank Dell is in this draft class. That's what I'm looking to get. Past that, I probably would hold him versus like a third rounder or even a late second. I don't know that I love that. Best rookie pick. Oh, I just did that one. What to do with Algier and Charbonnet if I have Bijan and K9? What to do with Algier and Charbonnet? I hold them. Nothing is more secure than having the backups, and I don't think I get rid of them, bro. I think you just hold. It's good to have that. Some people fight for years to try and back up their players. I would just hold it. No one's going to give you anything for those guys anyway. Charbonnet could somehow, some way, you know, muster up some value later maybe, but you'd have to play that by ear if somebody wants to divide your running back stable. But people are dying to get that cuff going. Jalen Hurts for Kyler Murray and Jacobs. In a dynasty, I would probably rather have Kyler and Jacobs, because unless you can't use Jacobs, if you're rotating him in a way that doesn't make sense, then clearly I take the best player in the trade, which is Hurts. But I like Kyler a lot, especially if he gets Marvin Harrison Jr. Is Miles Sanders dead? I mean, would I pick him up if I could find room for him? Yeah, but I would literally not race to the waiver wire if I saw an email that said, or a text that said, Miles Sanders was cut. I'd be like, I'll check after dinner. If he's still there, maybe, you know, whatever. If he's not there, so be it. Roschon or Charbonnet. Give me Charbonnet with Swift now in town. And I know that's no different than saying Walker's, you know, not going anywhere, but I just like Charbonnet more. Plus, kind of have a feeling Charbonnet could be more likely to be like one of those mid-season traded running backs, but that's a total guess. Waste of roster spots, says Thomas. I don't know who we're talking about on there. Oh, Charbonnet and Algier. Depends on, you got to give me examples of who you pick up. Waste of roster spot doesn't mean anything unless I know what player you can pick up. Like the stream, you all, says Sick Nasty. Appreciate you. Phone line is open too if anybody would like to dial into the phone line. 6 minutes and 36 seconds left in speed round Q&A. Hit me with more questions. You guys ran out. I'm going faster than you guys. It's not excusable. 34 eyeballs in here, only 8 thumbs up is also not something that's excusable. So hit me with a question or two. The Keaton Mitchell, Jalen Warren, and Spears question was a good one. I don't know which one. I love Keaton Mitchell. If Keaton Mitchell didn't tear his ACL, he'd be by far the number one ranked guy on that list. But like, you gotta wonder, I don't know. I like him a lot, but guys missed their window, and he's not even thought of as the starter, so tough to say. Addis, Swift or Monty? In Dynasty, probably Swift. You know, I don't trust Chicago. I'm going to say Monty. I think Monty gives you 2 decent years and at least the upside for 10 touchdowns for 2 straight seasons. I mean, he's got that upside. It doesn't even hurt Jahmyr Gibbs's value to have 10 touchdowns either. How do we feel about Pickens this year? I like him a lot more now. I wasn't really excited about him with Arthur Smith and then Pickett, you know, or the unknown of a quarterback situation. But now you got Russell and Fields. They're bound to have good passing to a degree. I am worried about Arthur Smith holding back Pickens to the tune of London's production last year. But then when we really think about it, I really think that they have the right pieces in place. We just don't realize it when it comes to the passing attack QB room, or the QB coordinator, Sullivan. And I think he's going to, get this, like Zach Robinson had some ability to shape and mold and get pulled away from the Los Angeles Rams to become an OC because of all the hard work and amazing quarterback coaching he did over in LA. I think maybe we're going to see Arthur Smith focus on the run. I'm not confident in every decision he'll make in that regard, but I don't know that he's going to control the passing attack. And if he doesn't, then I don't care. You know what I mean? I think Pickens can go to the moon in that sense. Appreciate your question. If JD5 goes to Washington, are we loving Dotson again? Loving him, a strong word, but back in the Dotson game, given the new ADP of like free. He's like free. Yes, I'm back in. At free cost of entry or double digit round. Where he climbs will determine whether I stay in. Is the reason Bijan Robinson is a top five pick and wasn't last year because of Arthur Smith? Yeah, I mean, solely. I mean, and he's hungry. And, you know, not solely. It was on, some of it was on Bijan. The onus is on Bijan too, because he wasn't hungry. He didn't grab Arthur Smith by the collar like a diva. And he needs to have some of that in him. I mean, he needs to be reserved. He needs to have some class, but he should have grabbed him and said, put me in. And he just sat back. He was grateful. He's thankful on his stories after they, you know, lose a game and he get underutilized. He'd be like, what a great day. And I don't want that in my running back. And he did come out and say, I'm running for 2,000 yards this year. He looks hungry. He learned a lot. I sent him on a lap. I sent Bijan on a lap, you know, for that real low-key demeanor. Thoughts on Ramondre 2024. I like him as a bounce back, bro. And he can be had so cheap. And in Dynasty, he's a great buy low. Warren as a running back two on an Arthur Smith offense means he's probably going to be good, says Rusty. Definitely could be the starter. You know what I mean? Christian Watson or Burks versus Dotson. I'd probably take Dotson, Watson, Burks in that order. But I could switch Dotson and Watson. They both kind of underperformed. I mean, God, those are both big-time sleepers of ours. Mainly, you know, mine. I take blame on that. Charbonnet trade midseason, so you're saying possibly. Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing. I'm just saying he seems like one of those guys that, like, could get acquired midseason, you know? Like one of those weird running back trades midseason. Outside of your top three, you know, a running back goes down and they need a starter. Remember when Javonte went down and Denver, you know, Hackett wouldn't use Javonte, and then he finally was going to use him. And Gordon was gone and out of the picture, and all of a sudden, Javonte tears his ACL. And then they were trying to find running back any way they could find one. And we're like, God, Javonte would have got all the carries finally. That kind of scenario. Outside of the top three wide receivers, who are your favorite wide receivers to target past the 1.6? Garrett Wilson, obviously. St. Brown is kind of right there, so I won't even include him. He's higher up. I'd say Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't mind the second round pick. I think Devontae Smith in the like third to fourth round range is great. Cooper Kupp in round 5 and 6 is fantastic. Like even if he could bust, sure. But Charbonnet at LAC would be good. I agree. Caleb or Tua in Dynasty. Probably Caleb so I could trade him, but I wouldn't want either at the end of the day, like a hot potato. I'd try and get rid of both before they got, you know, left with me and the time ran out. If MHJ goes to the Chargers, would he be up above JJ Chase Lamb? If he goes to the Cardinals, Aaron, I think he's better than in the Chargers environment. But Chargers are second best. Arizona's 1, Chargers 2 in that area in the first round right now where nobody's traded up, you know. So Arizona 4. I want him here, then here, and then Indy. Like if I'm picking from those, I might even want him in Indy over LAC, to be honest with you. 16 seconds left. And that is about all she wrote on this. Let's see. Let me see if I can get these real quick. X Factor says, what wide receivers should I be targeting in Dynasty? The ones one of my extra QBs. I own Jalen Hurts, Purdy, Tua, Devontae Smith, but you give up more. Cooper Kupp, buy him in Dynasty cheap with one of those quarterbacks. Would be a pretty easy move. People are trying to ship off Cooper Kupp like nothing. Use the veteran move, bro. Go get a veteran that no one wants. Hopkins, preferably Cooper Kupp. That's what I would do. That would be killer, because then you got some veteran support. Everybody's running from those players, but I tend to go running into those situations when people are trying to just ship them off for nothing. Like Kelsey would be a great go-get. Cooper Kupp would be a great go-get. I think if Ayuk's situation goes deeper than just money, I think Ayuk and Shanahan haven't gotten along in the past 3 years. I think there is some truth to that, and I think that he's unhappy with the way they've not really addressed this. Ray G with a $50 wad. His bold prediction is that Tank Dell gets 1,500 yards and 13 TDs. Whew, I love it, bro. I'm putting it on the board right now. Ray G. 1,500 yards and 13 TDs. Ray with a 50 wad. Ray G. Tank. 1,500. 13 TDs. Tank Dell. Ray G. Wow. That's a good one, bro. That's a good one. And we got to hit the $50 hauler.
Alert. Super chat alert.
$20 super chat. $20 super chat.
Alert. Super chat alert.
That's my guy, Ray G, dropping fire. What do you... Let's see here if I can answer the rest of this these questions. Did he say the phone lines were open? Yeah, the phone lines are open. I didn't. I'm sorry. Go ahead and dial in one more time if you want to get in here. Josh Palmer for LAC. Thank you, Ray G. Appreciate you, bro. Nice $50 prediction. If anybody wants to know what that is, any $50 prediction, you get a prediction board, you know, that I write up there. And if you win it, and the chat will vote at the end, we'll go over all of them. The chat decides. You can even get some of it wrong and still win it if it's a good one. The chat decides. You get to co-host a segment or two to start off a show. That means me and you are on screen right when the show begins, and we kick it off together for at least one or two segments, and there'll be some other prize as well. JJ, 80%, maybe 85% chance he just stays in Minnesota and they draft a rookie. And then there's a whole bunch of other variants in there. Cardinals, Steelers, maybe even 90% chance he stays. But 10's still big. Like, that's a huge move, you know what I mean? What would you try and get for Josh Palmer? I don't think you could sell him. Luke Musgrave if you need a tight end. How do you like that? Garrett Wilson or Marv in Dynasty? Marv. But, I mean, I love both of them. Smitty, do I move JJ if I have St. Brown, Moore, and Dell? No, I'd move DJ Moore. You know, I'd rather buy low on somebody. I'd rather give up a first rounder and DJ Moore to get like an Achan and something, or do something like Kyren. Kyren's one of the best go-get players in Dynasty right now. Cardinals or Chargers pick up MHJ. He definitely goes to the top five. But I don't know if his ADP will move much, Birdman. He could climb to the top of two. He could go 12, 13 turn. 28 in here, only 18 thumbs up. I appreciate that, Perps. Thank you. They don't move him up the first round. I'm hoping they don't. I own Dell in a league. Sure hope he gets those numbers. Tank Dell to the moon. You already did tonight. Sick nasty. Perps says, appreciate you. Malik Nabers or Garrett Wilson. Give me Garrett Wilson. Not that Nabers couldn't be as good, but give me Garrett Wilson. Perps, Rice or Flowers, I go Rice. I think most people would. Rice's ADP is in round two. Flowers is not in round two. Flowers isn't even in round three. So many people, YouTube saying Kyren will bust. This is why I watch you, Smitty. Thank you, Rusty. Why do they hate Kyren so much? What's up, Travis?
Hey, so I don't know if you gave an answer to this question, but in Dynasty, who would you say is like the easiest top 10 running back to trade for?
Kyren.
I don't know if I worded that correctly.
Kyren.
Think so? Really?
Yeah, there's probably one reason why. It's easier if I just hit the button.
He's Kyren. He's 7 feet tall, and he knows how to handle a ball. He's Kyren. He can take frowns and turn them upside down with his touchdowns.
I mean, does that answer it a little bit better, Travis? Also, look at the lightning bolt on his nose. Like, what other player has a lightning bolt, like, burned into their nose? The answer is nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like I was saying last night, I got to fix my running back room.
Yeah.
one weak spot. Well, my QB is all right, but as long as Fields bounces back, my QB is
fine. Kyren, Achan, Sebastian even said Achan. Achan's definitely easy to trade for. Kyren's easy to trade for. Stevenson's really easy to trade for, and he's a lot lesser value, though. A lot less upside. More risk.
How about, who's your number one, or like your top, is Allen your number one? Or Mahomes?
Dynasty, probably Mahomes.
Yeah.
But mainly because, you know, Allen's going to run a lot more, going to maybe miss a season here or there. And like that might be the main reason why. But I don't know. They're both damn close. But give me Mahomes. And Mahomes is, you know, right now Mahomes is on a weird, not a huge discount in Dynasty. And redraft, a big discount. Redraft, he's going to 5.1. Which is stupid. But that translates a little bit. So Dynasty, Mahomes is certainly cheaper than he should be. And I think like one big, huge, monster year coming up. And then he's, you know, he's back into like Dynasty's number one cemented in spot. But I love both of them. You can't go wrong with Hurts, Josh Allen, or Mahomes as your QB1 in Dynasty. Some would say Stroud and some would say other names, and that's fine. I don't hate it.
Yeah. And right now, my number one is Anthony Richardson.
And I love that. You keep almost wanting to get out of that, I feel like. And I don't blame you, I guess.
No, I like it. I guess maybe it's being greedy. I want another top 10 QB.
It's a one QB or it's a two QB? Or no, this is a one QB. You said
no. It's just the one.
Go get Burrow.
Like I said, it's being greedy, but
yeah, go get Burrow.
Oh yeah,
that's the only other guy. Love's kind of getting hyped up though. I don't know if he'll be super cheap. Fields. You have Fields.
I have.
Yeah,
Fields.
You kind of have a potential like sleeper top 12 guy.
I have Rodgers too. So. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about my QB room. I'm one of those people who probably tries to make too many moves, like overthink things sometimes.
I don't mind the sick nasty.
Where, like I'm always trying to, I don't know, always trying to upgrade, and sometimes maybe I do a little too much.
Yeah. Burrow is very low, Sebastian. Pickens or London? London by quite a bit, Jeff. So you're wrong. You want me to tell you you're wrong? You're wrong. But it's not that I don't love Pickens, but Pickens comes with a lot more, I think, mental risk and also Arthur Smith risk. And, you know, there's more things, more volatility. But like London's got, he's got risk, but he's also got top 6 to 10 like metrics, bro. On top of 6 to 10 upside, on top of 6 to 10 maybe situation now. I mean, look at how Cousins like fed JJ, bro. Kyler's falling a lot. Yeah, he's great too. Kyler's a great one. You could probably get Kyler. You could get Kyler or Burrow pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's true. Aldi is a good question.
And the minute Marvin Harrison Jr. lands on Arizona officially, Kyler's value will go up. You'll start getting people to get crafty and be like, hey, what about Kyler? So yeah. Now would be the time. Who's got a question?
Aldi.
Oh, both? Aldi 4. Okay. Aldi says, I have both CMC and Henry drafted both in our startup draft last month. Do I sell them now for picks or stay in a win now mode? Aldi, I've always said this, and I'll continue until the day I die. You're always going to want to assess whether your league is capable of lasting a long time. This is a startup. If you don't know anybody very much, I would play for the now. Because this thing could fold like a chair in 2 years. The average Dynasty League lasts 4 years, maybe maximum. Because everybody's like, I've got to go. The wife doesn't want me doing as many leagues. AKA, I destroyed my team. And it feels like I'm donating $100 every year and I'm quitting. So then they fold, they redraft, whatever. But, I mean, I wouldn't have drafted those guys hot. I hope you didn't draft like it was redraft. You know, you sell them now and you're probably, you know, taking a bath on it. So, Aldi, I kind of need details, to be honest. But for the most part, I'd go for the win. As long as you've got some other young pieces, that you'll be fine. Perps says he agrees. Perps to the moon. Appreciate your perps. But you can't argue the production. London doesn't even have a 1K season. Jeff, you're almost talking like you don't understand what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? You got to judge London for his numbers with Arthur Smith not throwing him the ball? London's just getting going. His metrics are through the roof. His conversion rate and, you know, all the different things that matter. He sticks out like a sore thumb. Coming out of college, he's unbelievable prospect. And Pickens is a head case that didn't really have the numbers that I would say that you're even right to argue the numbers on. Like, he had some good games, but he didn't deliver. We just had a guy that was reaming me on the Dynasty, or no, the main channel. I think it was last night or the night before, that said I missed on Pickens and I haven't yet addressed everybody publicly to apologize and take ownership of my Pickens miss. So, I mean, let's pick. Which one is it? Did I land Pickens? Did I miss Pickens? I like them both, but London's going in the second round, bro. Pickens isn't going in the third round. So, and this is redraft, right? In Dynasty, London's got to be going in round two still, or at least the 2-3 turn. Sure. And Pickens isn't anywhere near the third round. So, like, Jeff, tell me I'm wrong, Jeff, like you said. And I'm not mad at you, Jeff. I'm just saying, like, this isn't even a close conversation for me.
Talking about production too, London had more touches, more receptions than Pickens last year. He just didn't have the yards and obviously not the touchdowns. And we know why he didn't have the touchdowns.
Yeah, and I like and Jeff, don't come back here later going, told you about Pick. Like, you're not telling me anything about Pick. Pickens is my moon man last year. I love Pickens, and I love both of them. But London's got way more upside. Way more.
I was going to say, you don't think Pickens is more talented than London, right?
So Jeff understands what I'm saying. It's like, that's a lot closer. You start asking me who's got more physical talent, it's a little bit closer of an argument. Ultimately, I'm going to pick London on all levels, but there are very much more close arguments to be made on the talent level. And while I agree you got Wilson and Fields, there's also volatility there. You also got Arthur Smith, who may or may not have more of a handle on the passing attack duties than we know or predict. We don't really know. So until we find that out, Jeff, I'm obviously reserving the right to change my mind if we find out that Sullivan's the main guy and like Arthur Smith has nothing to do with the passing attack. Then I'm a lot more prone to be like, hey, at cost, I like Pickens in the fourth round. What's Pickens' ADP right now? It's got to be like round four or five or four. It can't be three or it can't be. Yeah, it looked it up for me, Travis. So, like, this is a different conversation, though, Jeff. Do you like pickings at cost? You like picking
53.2.
You like pickings at 53 over taking London at 23 or 20, 21? Like, that's a whole different. Yeah. That's a whole different monster. You know what I mean? But, like, would I be surprised if Pickens was better? If somebody comes in and says, told you Pickens was better than London, I'm going to send them on a lap. Like, because no one's saying we don't love Pickens. It's just right now, London, the reason London's going in round two and Pickens is going in the 50s is because London has way more upside. You know what I mean? But at cost, it's a whole different argument. Smitty, what NFL defense is going to surprise everyone? I mean, the New York Jets are going to, because once you get a quarterback in there, they're going to be way better than they were. I love the Jets. I think, you know, we'll see what Dallas. Dallas is going to be underrated because they lost Quinn and I don't know. Maybe not. As far as like a deep, deep, deep team, I don't know. Give me some time on that. But those are like my higher defensive, you know, teams that I think could be falling below other defenses they shouldn't be. I mean, the Jets and the Cowboys are going to be top 10 ranked teams. So the Houston Texans, that's probably my favorite deep sleeper. And they're not even a deep sleeper. Everyone knows they're going to be good. But from a fantasy perspective, I don't know if everybody's going to take them super, super, super high. So, like, I could draft the Texans, and that's a fantastic defense, man. They're going to be amazing. All right, Travis, anything else? I probably won't be here much longer.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know, maybe you disagree, but for some, like, London has always just kind of reminded me of, like, I feel like he could be like Mike Evans. Like, he doesn't run the fastest.
Good example.
He's got a big body. And,
good example.
He's a mean,
absolute monster. Love it. Love it. London to the moon. We need a London animation.
I think that's all. All
right.
I was going to ask you one other thing. I can't remember. I'll type it in the chat.
Okay. All right, Travis. Appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep. Thanks for my super chats, too. We had Ray G coming in with the 50 wad. Appreciate every single one of you. Please subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. And hit that thumb up button if you're on Twitter. Make sure you get on over to the YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/DynastyFantasyFootball. Different from the other channel, which is youtube.com/TheFantasyFootballShow. Aaron, you have literally 30 seconds, Aaron. Can you turn the background down, pal? You got 30 seconds, bro. All right, good talk, Aaron. I don't know. Some people were born ready. Some people are not. I'll see you all later. Appreciate you. Hit that thumb up button on the way out the door. Thank you all. Kira says 12-man super flex start 11. I have Hurts and Allen and 1.1. You take Caleb. Caleb's like my fourth or fifth quarterback. And people don't agree with me. So the answer is, do I take Caleb at 1.5 or 6 or 7? The answer might still be maybe. But 1.1? If you're going to go QB, you go Jaden Daniels, in my opinion. But you don't need to go QB, so you go Marvin Harrison Jr. And you do it live. See you all later. Aaron, call him tomorrow. Mod Squad to the moon. Appreciate you. Deuces.